Blog Talk Radio.
Hotep, welcome to the Carrie Reed Room. You've got your Omiyaka 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome those old friends and say Habari Ghani. And to those new friends, what's up? Come in and have a seat. And thanks for joining the Carrie Reed Room. That's right, we are closing out a segment on branding yourself, marketing your profession. We've been talking with Monte and Jay and Walter. They have been giving us tidbits about how to set up your MLM and how to become an affiliate so you could brand your products. And we've been working with iWowWe. It's a product that will allow you to do video conferencing as well as video emails. We've been talking about how you can use that to tailor make your own logo. And some of the people have called in. We offer a free program where you can actually get the video emails for free and have up to 10 people in the room. So if you're still interested in that, you can call in. Better yet, you can come into the room. Our number here where you could reach us at, and you can talk to us about how to brand yourself. And if Jay and Walter are not here, you can talk to me. That phone number is 646-478-0270. And we've given away products where you could utilize your own video conferencing, video email, which will allow you to email your tailor-made video recordings where you upload it along with your templates. And this is a package that you can test it out, see how you like it. It is free of charge to you. You can only get 10 people in the room, of course, to view the video conferencing. However, if you want to upgrade that, you can for a fee of $199. And if you decide to keep the product and have it to use for your own business, it's only a fee of $20 per month. Now, last week, Jay and also Monte, they broke down the whole avenue of residual income. And we want you to understand what residual income is. And I just want to talk about that shortly. But before I do that, I have a little house cleaning to do. And we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. And until then, we're talking about the power of faith, ladies and gentlemen. It's the power of faith that keeps us going every day. And you have to understand that. Because right now, we are in trying times, ladies and gentlemen. And for those of you who don't know what trying times are, live just a little bit longer and you'll see what I mean. Now, we want to also say to the listening audience, why don't you lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. Just lock it in. You know how we do it. Lock it in, Lil' G. And listen to the power of faith. We'll be right back at you.
From the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith in the heart when it seems that I lie?
Welcome back, family. You are in the Care to Read room, and I'd like to welcome you once again to another day. This is Friday. This is our special day. We're closing out this segment today, and Jay and Monte are busy in their boardroom, so they won't be joining us right now. Maybe they'll be able to peek in later on. I have the boardroom open. What we have been trying to do, ladies and gentlemen, we have actually been recording through the boardroom so that we would have an actual visual that we could upload that can actually go on YouTube. That isn't perfected, however, yet, where we can actually upload it to YouTube. But if you were just online and wanted us to send you a link, you could actually see us live in the boardroom. Now, I have the boardroom open, but you can't see us just of yet because that technology hasn't been perfected to the point where you can actually see us. So they are busy working with iWowWe, and I'm not going to bother them. They've told us just about everything they can tell us about the product. However, now you may want to call in to get your free sample. That's right. It is a free uploaded sample that is a full version of our video email conferencing so that you can actually do videos and you can send your template around the world with your picture and you talking about your products, and you can customize it. That's what you can do. Now, if you send out quite a few emails a day, once you decide to upgrade, you can send out about 10,000 emails a day, and you can make those custom-made and template them. And we're talking about branding yourself, making yourself a household name so that your product can be marketed all over the place. Now, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. My topic today is to talk to you about apps. That's right. Say it with me, APPS, apps. That's what the name of the day is, and this is what the going day is going to be about, mobile apps. Say it again, mobile apps. How many of you have a mobile app, and how many of you would like to have your mobile app created for you? Now, we're going to be getting into talking about mobile apps and how you can get your very own mobile app. You can customize your app with your features on it from your company. You can also tell your customers about what the sale is for the day. You can give out coupons. You can also direct them right to your line where you can bring them into your establishment where they can interact with you. You can have an interactive mobile app. Now, I don't know what you've been hearing, but the statistics are showing that in the near future, the very near future, that laptops and your desktop computers are going to become obsolete because everyone, even children, about 20 billion people own their very own smartphone, a mobile phone. And I just didn't say any kind of phone. It has to be a smartphone. It has to be able to talk to you, give direction, and take you where you're going, and also create your app so that if you have a business, you're an entertainer, you want someone to know about your schedule, when you're going to be performing, where you're going to be performing, and to give some excerpts about your show. You can do all that through an app, ladies and gentlemen. And guess what? I learned how to build an app. I'm not an expert, but I learned how to build an app, and I'm going to be taking more classes to customize my skills in building apps, because it's going to be necessary. Everyone needs an app. Everyone that has any type of business needs a way to take their pictures and create an app and a logo which goes right onto your phone, which is free. Usually these companies give their app out free. They have to pay a customary fee every month, of course, in order to maintain them, and plus there's a fee to build them. Now, most people out here don't realize you can get an app for $1,500, but some of them are paying way over $5,000 to purchase and design their own app. Now, why would you need an app? Now, if you're an entertainer, you might want somebody to see your previous shows or your upcoming shows, and you want them to be able to see where you're going to be performing. And if you are a hotel owner, you might want to display your customized bedrooms, or you might want to display the activities that's going on in a hotel. It's many reasons why you want an app. You can even take those slow days where you're not making money and decide that you want to customize those days and give out coupons so that those people can come in on those days. And only on those days when you have slow-moving activity, you might want to give out special coupons to give out discounts on your food and your product so that you can fill those days in and get those customers coming through the door. That's one way that apps are very beneficial. They can help you move that customer's idea of a sale. When they see these sale coupons coming through their app and they're getting calls on their smartphone about, here's the sale of the day, this is a discount of the day, come on in, we want to service you. You can custom and tailor make your services for your customers. If you're selling health food products and you want them to know that your store is the one that's getting in the new bulk of products, you can put out an SVP and tell your people, your customers, when you're going to get certain products in and invite them into your store right there on their smartphone. They can come into the catalog and start shopping right on the smartphone without being in the store. Now, we're making it convenient for you, and that's what businesses ought to be doing with these apps, making it convenient for you because you don't have time to go to the store or shop. And if you're anything like Omi, I hate shopping. I hate being in the store looking for something. I'd rather get online, look for it, check all the different places and where they sell it and where I can find the best price. And after looking for the best price, you can cut down on all that running around and pick out the places that fit your criteria. Now, what am I talking about anyway? I'm talking about apps, apps for your mobile phone. And I want you to know that the apps are going to be the biggest thing going around because everyone wants their smartphone nowadays because it is a navigator. It tells them what to do, where to go, and it programs them into a daily schedule. I know my phone does. Without it, I'm lost. And I'm sure some of you are lost too. Why don't you call in at 646-478-0270. We're talking about mobile apps. Now, I want to slow it down, because you know Omi has to be obedient to the Spirit. Why don't we go over to the Care to Read room and get ready to do our libation, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you stand to your feet as if you're now ready to receive with your hands faced up, ready to receive from the Creator. We don't want to forget about Oludulamare, because without his direction and guidance, we are nothing. We are nothing without our ancestors, and we'd be a damn fool if we didn't recognize our ancestors and call them into being and give them permission to come into the room. So let's do that right now. Stand to your feet. And I haven't spoken in Europe in a while. I don't even know if I can still enunciate, but with God's help, I will make it my business. On the Ifa side of it, Bear with me as we begin to read the prayer in Yoruba. Excuse me. Mogaba Edumare Igba. I believe in the Creator. Ini Oni, Ini Ane, Ini Titi Lele, the owner of today and the owner of yesterday. Ititi Igbabo Irumum Ete Igba, the owner of all day to come. Newa Fon Tewo Se Nima Ese Rimo. He who all the immortals pay homage. Olu topa ete ilete ohun geba ete ni. For them they exist to know his law and command. Ete iye ete kori. Originator and creator of all things, discover and yet to be discovered. Moguba urumila. Bare Preyu, Ilerum, Ipim. I believe in the spirits of destiny, the great witness to creation. Ibari, Oromela, Ilerum, Fum, Elafogum, Efejogum. Second to the creator and owner of medicines that is more powerful than medicine. Obare, Opa, Opo ikum ede, the immense orbit that fought the day of death. Oriki orumala, Oriki orumala, orumala edemo sa, spirit of destiny, eternal dew and fountain of life. Egbori gun ibat jeke oludumare. The word and rebound forces next to the creator. Ilerin Pling, witness of creator. Omo Ope Kun Isora Doga Doga, offspring of the eternal palm tree, which sparks forces. Era Odu, native of Odu. Erawi, native of Erawi. Ewa Igbo, native of Igbo. Ewa Isi, native of Isi. Ewa Elekun, native Elekun. Ewa Igit, native of Igit. Owa Kun Atase, native of Atase here. Ewa Orumi, Iba Ojuma, Etemo, Wewe. Native of the East. Ekun Olokun Okune, generator of the sea. Ori Oja Ope Mopon, stainless master. Ele Ele Okurun Ete Omun Igade Ele, most powerful. Who bestowed youthful vitality? Obate Yagoba Mowe Isele, he who rescues children from the wrath of death. Oduduwa Etemu Ori Mere, the great savior who saves youths. Etun Ori Tekum Songwon Se, he reclaims the lost ones. Orumela Ete, spirit of destiny, worthy of mourning, supplication. Orumala Ejeke, spirit of destiny, worthy of mourning, praise. Orumala Ejefiro, Rivolo, spirit of destiny, worthy of prayer for the good things in life. Ashe, Atashe, Atashe, so be it, so be it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Yoruba prayer that we do in the morning. There are prayers that are done in the evening as well. I want to remind you, those of you who are still African and still acknowledge that you're African, do your very best to become bilingual in your native tongue. If you have not embarked upon Ifa Yoruba faith, then find some materials and learn the language and self-teach yourself. I'm self-teaching myself, so bear with me, as my teacher is no longer here, but he laid a good foundation, and what good work he started in me, I'm careful to complete it. With God's help, of course, if it be inshallah, it will be God's will that I would firmly learn the language and apply it and be able to teach it to our children. That's my desire. I'd like to take this language and impart it to our children so that they can have the ability of learning their native tongues. Now, as we pour libation, let's call on the ancestors. We call on the ancestors from the east. We call on the ancestors from the west, from the south and the north. And we ask them, if they're traveling down a lagoon, please get here. If they're lost somewhere in the Red Sea, please find your way home. And if you're in the Middle Passage and you're fighting your way through the Mayafa, we assist you by sending other Africans along the way who might not be tied up. We ask you to get here if you can, Mother, Father, Spirit. We call on you, Obatala, Yaminja, Shango, Alegba, Ishun. We ask you, deities, Orishas, to go and assist our loved ones as they come down the Middle Passage and come and be a part of our session today. And as we pour libation, we say Ashe. I pour libations first to my Father Spirit and my Head Spirit, which is Ola Dulamare Ashe. I pour libation to my Father Spirit, Obatala, and I say, Ashe, Obatala, the Father in white. Ashe. I pour libation to the Mother of the Ocean, Mother of the Springs, Mother of the Rivers, Yamenja. Her presence is needed here today in a time when our women need guidance and direction for their femininity and for to raise up a nation of children. We say, Ashe, the Yaminja. We call on our ancestors now, our personal ancestors. I like to call on Robert Jenkins, and I say, Ashe, Robert Jenkins. I like to call on Clara Mae Jenkins, and I say, Ashe, Clara Mae Jenkins. Come home, Mother, quickly, and seat yourself properly in the position next to your husband. I pour libations to the east, and I like to call on Chekez Dia. I like to call on the Honorable Marcus Garvey. I like to call on Dr. Carruthers, Rosa Parks, and Dr. Martin Luther the King, and Sweet Rosa Coretta, his wife. I like to call on Malcolm X. I like to call on Madam C.J. Walker, Harriet Tubman, Moses, please come and be with us. Find your way through the Underground Railroad, Moses. We'd like to call on Nina Simone and bring her spirit back here quickly so she can help us with these songs. And we say, Ashe. I call on my mother's and father's spirits and their loved ones. I call on Essie Lee Pope and I say, Ashe. I call on Tommy P. Harvey. And I say, Ashe. I call on Mary Lou Hawkins and I say, Ashe. Tom Harvey and I say, Ashe. Michelle Harvey, and I say Ashe. Michael Harvey, and I say Ashe. Eugene Lilly, and I say Ashe. I call on Ruby Lee Bracken, Ashe. Nichelle Lilly, Ashe. Bessie Lilly, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. And Sam Lilly, Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, do this periodically to remind yourself that it's up to the living to stay in touch with the dead and to reconnect the melanin back to the family. It is up to us to call our spiritual family back into being so that the house will be in order. Now, as I pray this prayer, my prayer is that every household that will hear my sound of my voice will realize how important it is to take time out for meditation and for prayer. Let us take a break from meditation as we inhale and exhale. Calling on the ancestors to permeate our being and to allow us to utilize their melanin. We thank you, Father, for everything that you've done for our family. We thank you for what you're about to do for our family and reconnecting families back together. If there be a lost one out there, you said not none would be plucked out of your hand, Father. And you said if this household be saved, that you would sanctify those in this household. They too are saved. Now go and get that one that's lost, Father, and bring that one back. Orishas, we call you forth. Shango, Alekba, we call forth the Ishun twins, and we call forth Obatala, Shango. Go and assist the family in bringing the house into order. If one is outside of the gates who have gone astray, go and get that one that was lost, because the Father said not one would be plucked out of his hand. We pray that every household is with meat. We pray that every household has food to deliver them. We pray that every household has consciousness, and they are using their consciousness to find out what it is that we need to know to get the ear of the King. Father, we bless you, we magnify you, we elevate you, we give you all the honor and the praise, because you alone are worthy. You are the one that was born without mother or father, without next of kin. You created yourself by yourself, and you move yourself in our being. You have your moving in our being, and you put your essence in us. Allow us to know that we can get the understanding of the ear of the King. Help us to know that we came from a source that we too can aspire to be like God, as we, with the big heads full of wisdom, get to know the ear and the mind of Christ. We aspire to become just like our fathers. And because we have been called and appointed to be evangelists and priests and priestesses, help us to walk out our calling, Father, every day of our life. Help us to call our children into being so that they too will be priests and priestesses, and we will be in royal company with the Lord God our Father. Help us to know our eldest brother as we look at Oludulamare, and Oludulamare tells us that Orola was at the right-hand side of him. He was the one that sculptured and molded us. But God, Oludulamare, gave us his essence, the breath of life. Thanks be to God for the breath of life, because we, too, breathe the same breath that God breathes. He allows us to see through his eyes and have his being, and we are glad about it today. Say, praise be to the Most High, in the highest. Praise be to the Most High and the highest. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to pray with urgency and with glad and thanksgiving, because it's truly not ourselves who have made us, and we breathe with the breath of God, and we see through his eyes. We are seeing through borrowed eyes. We don't know why the eye sees. We don't know how the organ functions, but because of his vision, we're able to see through his eyes, and we thank you, Lord, and we magnify you this day on Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been away from our discussion on understanding how this African thing fits in our family, but it's very important for you to remember that you have to keep on learning about your customs and tradition. Now, we didn't speak a lot on product today, because this is Friday, and I want you to understand that our biggest thing is to help you and your family to stay connected and spiritually reconnect yourself back to your ancestors. That is the most important thing, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how many of you are ancestor worshipers. I don't care what faith that I'm practicing. I am going to be seeing about my ancestors, because they're the sum total of why I came. Without them, I have no shoulders to stand on. And I don't think my shoulders are strong enough for anyone to stand on unless I lay the foundation about who my ancestors were. Let me tell you something. We all come from a rich, rich heritage. But it's even better when you know your heritage and your history. We're getting ready for a family reunion this year, and I want to invite everyone into the room. And this is a special family reunion. One of our oldest siblings is going to be honored this year, and we have had her on our show. She has just turned 78 years old, and boy, she pulled herself up by her bootstraps and received the healing, and she's still with us today. And we're going to be honoring her this August, and we're going to be setting the foundation so you can meet all 18 of my sisters and brothers. That's for all 17 of them. There was 11 girls and 7 boys. Two of them have transitioned on, however. But we're going to get them in our video conferencing room so you can see them all in the conferencing room, and they can all be chatting. And it will be a grand thing to be with my sisters again and to talk with them and have them right in the room. So we invite everyone in to our family reunion online. And, of course, we're going to have that picnic and that dinner. So we will be meeting somewhere at a location, but we're going to call the airways the main place that you can actually meet with our family. There's 3 generations of families there, the Harveys, the Brackens, and the Jenkins, and we are going to be talking about the benefit of letting the young people take over the baton and carry on the family reunion. Now, the last 2 times I sponsored them, however, we know that we've got to get those young people in place, and we've got to get them out front so they can carry the torch. Now, how many of you have a large family and you don't see them often? It's important for you to gather yourself together. And the Bible says, don't forsake the gathering of yourself together. And that means your brothers and sisters, and that means your loved ones too. So we talk about the family in this room. We're all about family business. We're all about supporting family, black, white, Jews and Gentiles alike. However, we need to clean ourselves up as African Americans. That's why we specifically purpose and focus on African Americans. There's a lot that we have to do to clean ourselves up in our household because we're not fit yet. And we have discussions that we need to talk about, like getting in touch with our ancestors and getting in touch with our black African selves and to know ourselves and to love ourselves. Don't be upset if you find that we're talking about Africanism in this room, because we're an African room, but we are respectable of all people. God is no respecter of person, and we acknowledge all families, and we want all families to prosper. And Ifa said that it will mend our broken hearts. What's good for the world is good for everyone. Ifa wants to mend all families' broken hearts. If you have wayward children, if you have extended family members that need a healing, you need to go to Ifa, and you need to talk to some of the priests and ask them to help you with the healing and to do a divination and to do a reading and give you a destination reading. You know, we talked about destinations for those children, but adults need destiny readings too. We're going to be doing more of that coming this month. Our segment is ending today on branding yourself. We're going to be starting a new segment starting next week, and we'll greet you in the manifestation of the Great One. And we're going to be talking more about Yoruba, more about being our African selves, and understanding what it takes to be an African. And why are we so ashamed of being African? It's what we are. We wear the mark on our burnt skin, but we have to know more about what makes us African. And it's certainly not a name. It's a behavior. It's the way we conduct ourselves. And we just can't live any old kind of regular lives. I'm constantly telling my sons that every day, you are held accountable for every lifestyle that you live. You will not just wait to be judged when you go and get in the grave. You'll be judged every day by your conduct. And Ifa believes in a code of conduct. Iwapelu, good character and good conduct. And that's what we are laying down in this room for the foundation, so that people will know that they will know us by the way we conduct ourselves and the way we live our lives. And we just can't live any old kind of raggedy lives because we're ancestral people. And ancestral people must leave a legacy for their children. And it can't be of cussing and fussing and lying and cheating and doing every dirty thing that we think we can do to one another. We got to learn to love one another. We got to learn to love other people too, in spite of the fact that they don't love us. You got to ask God to to let you love with the agape love. You can't love with your own love if you wanted to anyway. The love that you're loving with is borrowed love from God. But see, more love begets more love, and love is more powerful than hate. You can take love and cure a nation. You can't beat someone out loving you. When they want to bring you hate, bring them love. If you want good things to come in your life, greet them in the name of love. Love is a very powerful thing, ladies and gentlemen. And don't make the mistake of thinking that a person is weak who's utilizing love. You can whoop a person with love and bring them back into compliance. And you can look them into compliance by loving that person. I want you to breathe love in your household today. And don't tell me nobody didn't love me today. And don't tell me I can't love that person. And don't tell me I can't give her my love. You can do all things through God who strengthens you. And you must understand you're not loving with your own love anyway. You're loving with the borrowed love. So allow God to be the premier in your life. I don't know how many of you at home right now, down and out, but I sense in my spirit there's somebody that's not feeling love today. I sense in my spirit there's somebody that wants more love today. And I sense in my spirit that some woman don't want to love another woman again. She wants a man in her life. Then you have to make that step and take that step to make changes in your life. Don't just love the one you with because somebody is next to you. You've got to have some character. We got to build character, and we've got to understand that there is a certain lifestyle we must live. And if we are truly Ifa people and Yoruba people, there was a certain type of lifestyle that we must be held accountable for living. Now, every day we walk out our salvation, ladies and gentlemen. Every day we must walk out our salvation. As we walk our salvation out, we allow God speak into our lives. We must be able to hear from them. Some of us have shut God down. I want you to open up the airways again and allow God to speak into your life because, see, we're getting ready for a new thing. We're getting ready for a new thing, and Africans are going to be our front leading. It's our time again. That's right. And the question is, will we still be stiff-necked people, or will we be suited to lead again? You have to get in position to be a leader. I'm working every day to work out my salvation in fear and trembling. I'm not perfect. I'm not even there yet. I err too, and I ask God to forgive me if I have erred against anyone. But at the same time, we have got to be in a constant state of repentfulness and asking God to bring us to the state where we're no longer like Adam. Remember, Adam was the heir. That was an example of the heir. We're not living out the life of Adam. We're living out the life of God. Our perfect father exemplified how perfect he was. So we walk after our eldest brother, Jesus, who was a waymaker. He was one of the waymakers, not the only waymaker. We know Buddhist was one. We know that Elijah Muhammad was one. Ladies and gentlemen, you must acknowledge all the prophets. You must acknowledge that there's truth in all religion and find truth there and commonalities and stop pointing the finger about whose religion is right. You just want a way of life. Your religion ties you to something. It's man-made. What you want is a lifestyle, a way of life. Come on in this room. We can help you get that. We can help you to get that through Iwapelu, through Ifa, Yoruba faith, because we're going to be practicing more of it. And I have erred because I should practice as much as I could in this short length of time that I have about Ifa and Yoruba teaching. I'm going to get back into that and making sure that our ancestors are acknowledged and making sure that we are passing the torch on to our young people about what African customs and traditions are. African civilized the world, and once more it will civilize the world again. I wonder if you are ready to have your world turned upside down and understand that Ifa for men is broken heart. Come on and go with me. This is Body. Let's dance it up. Let's whoop it up. And use your mouth.